Ezra Hashem, this year should be a schus for Refua Shalema for Yeshua Ari Ben Sara. Mm-hmm. Last week, we learned in the bracha of Asher Yatzar that Asher Yatzar is a time that we recognize that we're a Nivra, and we explained based on the Gemara and the Chafetz Chaim expounds on this, that a person, although we say that we're a Nivra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem is our Boirei, but we have inside of us the Koichi Veitzam Yadi, want to call it the Gaiva, that pulls us to feel that we're self-sufficient and that we're on our own. And if a person doesn't work on it, a person could come to like power he reached that he thought that he was his own Boirei, and he was a God. And that's why Hashem gave us, based on the Gemara and Baba Basra, Hashem gave us the Beis HaKiseh, that when we go to the Beis HaKiseh, we it hits home very hard, we realize Nivra noichi b'risecha anachna, we're a Nivra of HaKadosh Baruch, we're a creation, we're a boss of Adam. And then that gives us the recognition that Hashem created our guf, and then we come to the Hakar Satoyev, we thank Hashem for our guf. And that's what we explained, that even the Ramah Paskins, that when we wake up in the morning, even if a person doesn't go to the Beis HaKiseh, the Ramah Paskins, that we still make the bracha of Asher Yatzar, and we explained, based on the Vilna Gaon, that then too, in the morning when we wake up, Chadashim la Bekorim, Rabbi Menasecha, we're fresh, we feel we're Beri Chadasha, Hashem gave us, where we feel like a new creation, oh, then it hits home again, that Nivra Naichi, and then we're Muchan, we're in the position that we're able to be Makar Toiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the guf that He gave us. Be'ezus Hashem, this week I would like to continue on in this idea to help us get even a better understanding in the Bracha of Asher Yatzar. And that is, we'll start with the Mishnah in Avos. The Mishnah in Avos in Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph, well-known Mishnah. Kavya ben Malal Elohimer. Kavya ben Malal says, Estakel b'shloisha dvarim. Consider, contemplate three things. V'yat abali de'avera. And then you will not come to Avera, to sin. Da me'arin basa. Consider, where are we from? Well, on atahelech, where are we going? Lofnei mi'at asalit and dirim chashman. Me'ayin basa. Where are we from? Mitipas rucha. Well, on atahelech, lamakaim, offer rima v'seleh. Where are we going? We're going to the kever. Lamakaim, offer rima v'seleh. Lofnei mi'at asalit and dirim chashman. Lofnei melech, malachim, lachim, afadish baruch. So this is the well-known mission. There's a fascinating medrash I'd like to share with the ilam. The medrash is in Parshas Netzira, in Medrash Rabbah, Perek Yirches, Parsha Yudches, Beis Aleph. And it's going on, it quotes the Pasuk in Kehelas, Zuchor es Boirecho, remember your Boirei, Bimei Bechoresecho, in your youth. And the Gemara says, the Medrash says like this, Rab Abba Bar Kahana Omar, B'Shem Rav Papi. Rab Abba, the son of Kahana, said in the name of Rav Papi, Rab Yeshua de Sichnan B'Shem Rav Levi. They said like this, Shloshton, all these three things that Akavi Ben Malala mentioned, Dorash Rabbi Kiva mitoich pasuk echad. He pulled us all these three ideas that we're supposed to contemplate from one pasuk. The makar. What's the makar for Kavi ben Malala? In fact, the Vilna Gaon in his Pirush in Avos says that the makar of this Mishnah is look at this Medrash. So this is the makar. What's the pasuk? The pasuk is one pasuk. The pasuk in Koheles, Zechor es boirecha. Remember your boire. Where do you see all these three things? So, the Mefarshim Medrash explain here that the word Bairecha has an extra yud in it. Bairecha has a yud. That's extra. And from here, Akavi ben Malala understood that we could darshan more than one thing, not just the word Bairecha. And that is like this. The first is Be'ercha. Your well, your Be'er. Zu Lecha Srucha. That's the Tipa Srucha. That means that a well is a source of water. And that's our Be'er. Our water, meaning to say, is that's hinting to us that we come from a source of water. What are we? We're Yesaide. Our Yesaide is Tipa Srucha. We're Bas of Adam. That's number one. The next thing is Borcha, your bar, your pit. Oh, that's the kever, right? A bar, a pit, is that's the person's kever. Zurima Vaseleah. And then Boirecha, your Boire is Zemelech Malchem Lachem Akadesh Borcha, Shasa Litin Lafon of Din Vacheshba. Your Boire is, He created us. Where's creation? Why? Oh, He created us. Oh, well, there's a reason. He created the world with the Midas Adin. He created us for a purpose. We have to do our job. There's a Din V'cheshbon. That's the three things. Very interesting Medrash. But we're going to try to understand B'ezus Hashem tonight. There's a little interesting thing, because although we darshan from the Yud, that Be'ercha and Baracha, but the word is Be'erecha. So how does this connect with the word itself that says Be'erecha? The Pasuk says Be'erecha, you're Be'ere. So we're darshaning other things, but how does that connect to what the word itself reads? That is Be'erecha. Okay. So like this. Rakavi ben Malal says that when we contemplate these three things, this will stop us from coming to sin. So the last one is very simple. When we realize, then that's very understandable why that's going to stop a person from doing what he's not supposed to do, because it's a din v'cheshbon and everything we do. Okay. The question is, what about the first two things? Where we've come from, where we come from, where are we headed? How is that exactly going to stop a person from sin? So many Rishonim, the Rambam, Rashi, Rabbi Yoina, they explain, in fact, that the first thing, the Ketipas Rucha, helps us with the Midah of Gaiva. And Gaiva is a root of Averis, like we know. And when a person realizes where he's from, then a person realizes that harnesses a person's Gaiva, and then he won't come to Averis. And the second, they explain, is on Taiva. When a person realizes that he's going to Makam Rima V'Selea, he's Saifi La'afar, he's not going to have time. But that's the way when Men Rishayim explain. But I saw some of Arshim in the Chafetz Chaim as a kuntris, Zohar Lemiriam. In his kuntris, Perikid Gimel, he attributes, this whole chapter, Perikid Gimel, is explaining this Mishnah. And he explains that the first two, both, that really all the things in this Mishnah is helping a person harness the Midah of Gaiva, in fact, haughtiness. His words are, not to get trapped in the midah of gaiva. The core root of chet, says the Chafetz Chaim, is gaiva. When that's the core of averus. When we have gaiva, and when we have to think of these three things, and he goes on to explain we realize that we're tibas rucha, we're chumrius, right? We're basav adam, shu inyan shafel v'nivze. We're chumrius. We're not going to come to gaiva, and then ultimately we're not going to come to sin. And he explains also lana tahilech, where are we headed, right? Bama tuchal is guys. How could we have gaiva when we know chaymer shalcha with our chaymer soyde me'afar v'seifel afar? There's no room for us to have any gaiva. So if you think about it. What's going on over here? According to the way the Chafetz Chaim is explaining, the two first things in the Mishnah, which are like the way the Medrash calls it, is Be'ercha and Barcha, that we realize are Be'er, meaning what are we? We're Basav Adam. And Barcha, we remember where we're headed. Adam Yisaydim Afar B'Saifil Afar. That's where we're headed. That it helps us realize that we're a Nivra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because, when we realize that we're when a person realizes that he's a boss of Adam, and where are we headed? Adam Yisaydei Me'afar V'Soifei La'afar, that helps him realize that that where does the gaiva take us? The gaiva takes us, like we explained last week, a person's gaiva takes us to think that we're not a nivra of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then it could lead for a person to think that he's a bayre, but we think that we're self-sufficient. We could do it on our own. Koichav Yitzim Yadi. Oh, so for that, mistakel, but these two, the first two things helps us realize be'ercha and barcha. Oh, when we realize that, then we're able to realize that Hashem is our bayre, right? So it comes out, if you think about it, that the way the hidden in the word of be'ercha is the first two things, because those two things help us come to the level of realizing that Hashem is our bayre. If we think that we're self-sufficient, then we're not a nivra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Then we're not going to remember our bayre, because then a person could think Hashem is not his bayre. Oh, but the way, the hidden way, hidden in the word of Zachar is bayrecha, is to realize the first two things. Oh, when we realize that Hashem, that Adam Yisayda me'afar, V'sayif el'afar, we're a boss of Adam, then we're not going to have gaiva. We're going to realize that we're a nivra. Oh, then we could come to Zacharis Bairecha. So it's not just in the word of Bairecha is hidden these two things. So that's where these two things, they're all interconnected. Oh. And I think we could take this a step further. And this could come to Asher Yatzar. That is, we mentioned last week, and I want to read the Gemara together with Eilim tonight. We mentioned last week the Gemara Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Hay. The Gemara says, the Gemara brings a pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk says, Meleches, the work of tupecha of your taif, is a drum. The work of your drum, unkovecha, and your holes, bach is in you. What does that mean? Gemara says like this, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, unbelievable. Omer LeHakadosh Baruch Hu LeChira Melech Tzur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told someone like Chira Melech Tzur. Chira Melech Tzur came, he thought that he was a god, like just like Parrot, right? B'chon Estakalti. When I created the world, I was thinking of someone like you. That you're going to think to the extent that you're not a Nivra and you're a Bayra, you're a god. So what did I do? Ubarasi nikovim nikovim ba'adam. Therefore, I created a person with nikovim nikovim. And the Rashbam, the Rishayim explained that when a person goes to the Beis HaKisei, he realizes nivra noichi, right? It's impossible, right? That it's such a that's the Hashem made us. That helps us realize that we're a nivra, that we're not a bayre. Unbelievable. But then the Gemara continues on to say something else. Oh, so the way to read the pasuk is Meleches tupecha unukovecha. The Rashbam says toif is cholol, is hollow, like a cavity. A drum is hollow inside. The chalulim, right? That we have in our bodies, chalulim, or hollow. That could be the idea is that it holds the waste in a person. And then nekovim is that person, our nekovim have a discharge, right? That's tupecha unukovecha bach. Our nekovim, our chalulim and our nekovim are in us because Hashem created that to help us realize that we're a nivra. And we could come to that realization of Briasecha Nachno. But the Gemara says another thing. The Ikka de Amri, some say something else on this pasuk. Hochi Kamar. This is what Hashem is saying. The Navi is saying. B'chon estakalti. When a person like Chir Melech Tzur that said that he was a god, the konasti misal adam rishon. And I gave the penalty of death. Meaning, Hashem created it by the chet of adam rishon that a person is not going to live forever. That itself helps a person realize a person doesn't live forever, right? Then that hits home that a person is not a bayre, right? He's a nivra, he's a creation, and that's why he doesn't live on forever. So there's two things, and if you think about it, I think these two lashonos and the Gemara, they're not arguing on each other. They're both these two elements. The first is we realize I'm a basar v'dam. That's be'ercha. As we realize that me'ayin basa, we're a basa v'dam. So that's when we realize, when a person goes to the Beis HaKisei, he realizes that he's a basa v'dam. He's not a bayri, he's a nivra. And also, the next step is that, I have nekovim. That I realize that we're not here forever. Adam yisoyde me'afa v'soyfeil afar. And then that person helps a person realize that he's not a bayri, he's a nivra. So that these two lashonos in the Gemara are correspondent to the two ideas of Akavya ben Mahalala. The first is that be'ercha, I'm a boss of Adam, I'm tipa serucha, I'm a boss of Adam. That's the first thing. And the way a person realizes that is through going to the Beis HaKisei. That's when it hits home that I'm a boss of Adam. And the second thing is that we don't live forever, and that helps a person also with realizing that he's a nivra, not a bayre. It's a very interesting thing, right? Parai, who convinced himself, right, that he was a god. What does it say? It says, right, in Parshas Vayera, Hina Yoytza Maimo, right, go to Parah, he's going to the Nilus. Rashi says, Linakovov, to relieve himself. Right, Shaya Oysa Atzmaya Leha. He made himself into a god. Vo'imr Sha'ini Tzorch Linakovov. He said he doesn't need to go to the bathroom, the Beis HaKisei. Right, that's what it was all about. He was denying that he was claiming that he was a god. So then he didn't need the Beis HaKisei, because at least two things. The Beis HaKisei helps us realize that we're a nivra. It's an interesting thing that we know that in the midbar when they ate the man, there was no this lechem abirim, right? The man was nivla bevarm. There was no Beis HaKisei. So now the simple understanding is because the man was a mazon ruchni. Was a spiritual food. It didn't need the Beis HaKisei, which is true. But could be there's a deeper meaning here as well. What they didn't need the Beis HaKisei. Why did Hashem create the concept of Beis HaKisei? To help us realize that Briyosecha Anachnu, that we're a nivra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Dardeya had such clarity such clarity that Hashem was their Bayer. They were a Nivra. They were living off HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Man. They didn't need the Avodah of the Beis HaKiseh. It wasn't necessary for them, the Avodah of the Beis HaKiseh, of coming to that recognition of B'yosecha Anachno. They had it without the Beis HaKiseh. They had that recognition that Nivra Anoichi, I'm B'yosecha Anachno, Hashem, you're our Bayre, without going to the Beis HaKiseh. That could be just another idea. So like this, there's a fascinating marsha here. It's not clear in the Gemara. Where do we see in this pasuk that a person has the penalty that we're not going to live forever? The first drasha, the Gemara Rashi, the Rishbam explains, and that is that melechas tupechu nekovecha boch, that there are nekovim and chalulim are there, and that helps us realize that we're a nivra, not a bayre. So the Rishbam actually says an interesting pshat. He says, where do we see the idea that we're not going to live forever? Hainu tupecho, a drum. A drum is hollow. It's a reference to the kever, because the kever is also hollow. Shu cholol k'maytoy taif. That the kever is also hollow. It's like hollow like a drum. That's the way he says. The Marsha brings the Rishbam and he says, his pshat, the yesh l'farsha, listen to this carefully, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Dehochi ka'omar. This is what Pasuk is saying. B'chalulim unekovim. With the nekavim and chalulim that Hashem created in a person, the same way the first drasha was, nekavim and chalulim, with the nekavim, the chalulim and nekavim that Hashem created in a person, who beatzmai konas hamisa, with those nekavim and chalulim is where the penalty of death comes from. Unbelievable. Shu olu mehem lekabel hamisa. A person is inevitably at some point when a person achamev esim leaves the world. It comes from the nekavim and the chalulim. Fascinating chiddush. Maybe he's referring to when a person leaves the world, the failure in the body. I don't know exactly what. And he says, where do I see this? Where do I see that a person's life comes to an end with the nekavim and chalulim? Like we say in the brach of Asher Yatzar, Kedam Rinon, She'im Yiposeach Echad Mehem, O Yisaseim Echad Mehem, Yeshal Eskayim. Unbelievable. It's a b'chiddush for the Marsha. That, according to the Marsha, the Pasuk, Melechas Tupecho Nekovecha Boch, both Lashonis and the Gemara are darshaning the Pasuk the same way. That through the Nekovim and Chalulim of a person, that's why Hashem created it for a person like Chirum El Atzur, who thought that he was a Bayre. Both these ideas, that we're a boss of Adam, and we're a Nivra, and we're a boss of Adam, and also that we're not here forever, both are from the fact that we have Nekovim. Hashem gave us Nekovim and Chalulim. It's a dual recognition that we have through the Nekovim and Chalulim. The first is that a person uses his Nekovim, he goes to the Beis HaKiseh, he realizes, I'm a boss of Adam. I'm a boss of Adam. I'm not a no Bayre. I'm above. And Nivra Neichem, I'm a boss of Adam. That's number one. Then he says, I have Nekavim, a Chalulim. These Nekavim, Chalulim. These things, this is the way Hashem designed that a person leaves the world through the Nekavim. The Nekavim open, they close on exactly what the body failure. Then also he comes to the realization, that I'm not here forever. At some point in time, life comes to an end. Achamev Esim, life comes to an end. Wow. Nivra Anoichi, Hashem is my Bayri. So the Nekavim and Chalulim, are both Lashanis of the Gemara, are both Hashem gave us the gift of Nekavim and Chalulim that help us realize in two ways that we're a Nivra, not a Bayri. That's what comes out according to the Marsha. And the truth is, that's both of these things is through the Beis HaKiseh. When a person goes to the Beis HaKiseh, the first thing is he realizes, Nivra Anoichi. I have Nekavim. What's going on over here? The whole Beis HaKiseh is all realizing that we're a Nivra and we're not a Bayer. That's what I'm a boss of Adam. And wait a second, these Nekavim and Chalulim, these Nekavim, they get open, they could close. At some point they close. Right? That's the last thing. That's the second thing. That's Elonat HaHoylech. Right, that's the Yisoidim Afra, the Seif Afra. We're boss of Adam and we're not here forever. So these two things, and I didn't see this anywhere, but it's an interesting thing. Chazal, when they talk about the Beis HaKiseh, how do they describe Beis HaKiseh? They say, A person is hotzrach l'nekovav. What does that mean? A person needed his nekovim. It's an interesting way to refer to Beis HaKiseh. He needed his nekovim. Because Hashem gave us the nekovim to realize that we're a nivra. And when that's the idea, because that's the essence of what Beis HaKiseh is about. The essence of what the Beis HaKiseh is about, why Hashem designed Beis HaKiseh, is to be matz, is to need to come onto the nekavim, because then we'll realize the nekavim. We'll be mizboinin, we'll be mistakel, these two things. Oh, I have nekavim. Oh, nivra neichem, abbas of adam. And also, shimi paseach. That life is not doesn't go on forever. Oh, nivra neichi. I'm a creation. I'm not. I'm a nivra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So hutzrach l'nekovav, when that's Chazal refer to Beis HaKiseh, because that's the deeper reason behind Beis HaKiseh, to need to come onto the nekovim, because Hashem gave us these nekovim which help us realize these two ideas that we're a nivra. And the truth is, if you think about it, both of these things are spelled out in the bracha of Asher Yatzar. Right? Uvaravoy nekovim, nekovim, chalulim, chalulim. You created in me nekovim, many chalulim. And then what do we go on to say? Golav yodua, lefnechisim chaydech, shemi pases, shemi pases chalulim. The second thing, the ikadamri, the second lashon of the Gemara, we realize also after it hits home that we have nekovim, chalulim, ah, you created me. Baravoy, you created in me, but I realize I'm a nirvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ah. And then I go to the next step. We go to the next step. We realize Shemi Paseh Echad Mehem. We're our mind is on these nekavim. We realize that Shemi Paseh Echad Mehem. And then we come. Then the ultimate is once we recognize this, that Hashem created us. Then we thank Him. That's really the ultimate. And we say Asher Yatzar. We're thanking Hashem. Asher Vorvay Nekavim Nekavim. He gave us a body. And come chalulim, chalulim. We spoke after the Vilna Gaon last week that chalulim, chalulim is thanking Hashem for all our evarim, our body. Thank you for the healthy body you gave us. And then we thank Hashem for our lives. Shemi paseach echad mehem, oisesem echad mehem. Yevshel l'skayim. We can't live without it. We can't live without you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for the life that you gave us. We're not here forever. Thank you for the life that you gave us. So through the nekavim, when we're hutzach l'nekavav, it helps us realize nivra neichi. Oh, nivra neichi. Hashem gave us a body, Hashem gave us life. Now we realize we have to thank Hashem for it, and we thank Hashem in the bracha of Asher Yatzar. Oh, that just helps us give us an understanding in Asher Yatzar. I think this really could lead us to where we're holding right now. We're holding right, a day, 24 hours, less than 24 hours before the Yom HaKadosh Yom Kippur. We spoke out last week, the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, the well-known Rambam, Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet. Afal pi shetki shofer b'reish Hashanah gzeres hakasev. Even though shofer is gzeres hakasev, remez yesh bay. There's a hint, something that's the message of the shofer. Listen carefully to what the Rambam says. Kiloimer. Uru, uru. Wake up, wake up. Yesheinu mishinaschem. Sleepers from your sleep. Akitzu nerdamim etar demaschem. Wake up from your slumber, from your sleep. V'chipsu b'maseichem, and scrutinize and analyze your actions. And v'chizru b'tshuva, and then do tshuva. V'zichru b'irachem, and remember your b'irei. So he spoke out four things. Wake up, uri yishen mishnaschem. Chipsu maseichem, analyze your actions. Number three, chizru b'tshuva, do tshuva. And number four, zichru b'irachem, remember your b'irei. Now there's something very interesting here. Zichru b'rachem should be before tshuva. Remember your bayrei and to do tshuva. Why is it after tshuva? The tshuva is the final thing, right? To do tshuva. Why is zichru b'rachem at the end, afterwards, right? So based on what we're saying, I think it's beautiful. Zichru b'rachem. That sounds familiar. That's the pasuk in Kehelas. Zichor es b'racha. Right? Zichor es b'racha. There's those words. Zichru b'rachem. Remember your bayrei. Contemplate your bayrei. What does Zichor es b'irecha mean? Akavi ben Malal teaches us that it means to contemplate things that help us realize that Hashem is our b'irei, right? Those are the shloisha dvarim. Stak, right? I mean, I am b'erecha, b'orecha, and b'irecha. Those are the three things. V'einato boli de'avera. Then you will not come to sin because you're getting to the root of the problem. When we realize When we have our gaiva, then we forget that Hashem, we think we're on our own, we're self-sufficient. That's gaiva. But we have to realize, no, we're not self-sufficient. We're nivra v'kadosh baruch hu. Hashem's our bayre, b'yoseicha anachnu. That recognition is einat abali de'vera. So after we tshuva, okay, so we did tshuva. Now, Baruch Hashem, abali l'tayva, Yom Kippur is going to come, we're going to be zeicha, be'ezras, Hashem is baruch, slicha, kaparas avoinis. But what about the future? We want to stay clean for the future. What's going to be with Tavshin Pei Beis? Tavshin Pei Beis, we have to remember one thing. Zechar es bayrecha. Remember that we're a nivra and b'yoseicha anachnu. Hashem is our bayre. And that's going to be the way to stay clean after the kaparas avoinis. To stay clean at the bali dever. This is for the future. So the Rambam is telling us that the Shofar is telling us, yeah, it wakes us up. Okay, we have to analyze what's going wrong. We have to do tshuva on it. But what about the future? What's going to be with the upcoming year? Tavshin Pei Beis. Oh, zichru bayrachem. Remember that he's your bayre. When we remember that he's our bayre, and that means we won't come to Aver because we're going to realize that we're not self-sufficient. Hashem is our bayre. Oh, Hashem is our bayre. Then everything's going to fall away. Then we're in a good place. So that's why it comes afterwards. It's after the process of tshuva. And just one more thing. Perhaps, the Rambam lists four things. Perhaps these four things are really correspondent to Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Rosh Hashanah is the first thing. Uru Uri Shein Mishnasim. The shofar is blowing. Wake up! The light turns on. We realize, right? The Dovid Hashem, Oyri V'Yishi, Oyri. He's our light. Chazal tell us, Zu Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah is when we realize it hits home. Boom! The lights turn on. Hashem's a melech. We wake up. We gotta wake up. That, Rosh Hashanah is our wake up call. That's when we wake up. Okay, we gotta do something. Okay, then after Rosh Hashanah, We go through Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That's a time, okay. The Rabbein Yoina says Aseres Yemei Tshuva is a time to be chipsu ma'aseichem, to analyze, scrutinize. What do we have to fix? What do we have to do? We got to get working on this. We got to figure out what caused things. What we know. What we have to be masakin. What we have to. What has to be better. That's number two. Chipsu ma'aseichem. What's number three? Chizur b'tshuva. That's Yom Kippur. The avodah of Yom Kippur. The mitzvahs hayom of Yom Kippur is chizur b'tshuva. Baruch Hashem, Be'ez Hashem, we're zeichet to kaparas avayna, slich zavayna, seim slichu mechila. But what about the future? What about Tavshin Pei Beis? Oh, we have Sukkos. Sukkos, we learn Kehelas. What does Kehelas say? We're so, right? And then we say at the last, we come at the end of Kehelas, the last parak, I believe. Zechar es bayrecha. This is it. Zechar es bayrecha. Read in Kehelas, Zechar es bayrecha. Remember your bayrei. That zichru bayrachem, and then we come to the realization of the last pasuk. Soiv tov rakol neshma. Esa lekimirav v'esim mitzvayso shmar kizek kol ha'adam. That's what it's all about. It's all about zichru bayrachem, remembering that it's our bayre, and then we're going to be on the right path. So we should be zeicha to realize these ideas. And in fact, I don't know if anyone speaks this out, but it's interesting. Very interesting thing. At the end of Ne'ilah, at the very end, after we're finished Ne'ilah, we blow the shofar. Why are we blowing the shofar, right? So the Mefarshim talk about it. Why are we blowing the shofar? Perhaps there's an idea here. Because the Rambam teaches us that one of the ideas of shofar is zichru, the last thing that the shofar alludes to is zichru beirachem. Remember your bayre. After the slichas avayinus, the kaparas avayinus. Okay, but now it's going to be for the future. Oh, we blow the shofar to zichru beirachem, for the future, for Tavshin Pei Beis. We have to remember the zichru berachem, because that's one of the hidden meaning ideas that the shofar alludes to. Zichru berachem. It should be zeicha to gmar chasim ha-teiva, a year of zichru berachem, to realize the kavanas ha-yitzir, like the Ramban says, of b'yaseicha anachnu. Eshkech.